Hi, this is Chuck Ayers, and along with my wife, we live here at Oak Creek. We've been here since 2018, which is at this point is about 5 years, I think, a little over 5 years. Life began in Los Angeles back in the mid-1940s after my parents moved from southern Oklahoma, just north of the Red River. They were farmers and just couldn't make a go of it and thought they'd join the rest of the dust bowlers and move out to California, where I was born. My dad had gotten a job with a food processing company and worked there for about 40 years and retired. My mother was a homemaker, I guess, a stay-at-home mom. Fortunately, when we moved out there in what are and I'm talking about my parents. When they moved out there, they landed in a place where there was a very good school district, and we kids, there was four of us siblings, and we went to school, and I was studying to be a commercial artist, illustrator, graphic artist, printer, designer, photographer, whatever you wanted it to be. But my eye disease caught up with me, and that was squelched. And so I went into other endeavors such as audio recording, radio, and I opened up a recording studio, and we recorded all kinds of songwriters and vocalists and bands. Small bands, big bands, all kinds of stuff. But then we, and I'm talking about we, my wife and I, were able to morph that into a advertising, that's advertising specialty company called On Whole Advantage, where we produced messaging for business phone systems. On hold messages, call directing messages, and that went on and on. We had thousands of State Farm agents and other insurance company agents and veterinarians and oh, you name it, anything, any company that can use on hold messaging, we sold it. I think we came out before we sold the business, had about somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 clients. And after we sold that, my wife worked for a while for a in energy company in Tulsa, and then we eventually moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico, which was near where our daughter and son-in-law lives, and we lived there, we moved there so we could protect our grandkids. Never mind our children, we were more interested in the grandkids. We loved them very much, but it wasn't that bad. Anyway, after living in New Mexico for about 5 years, we came to Oak Creek. My wife is the one who discovered Oak Creek way back. Seemed like we went to a sort of introductory meeting at what is now the Common House and got to hear the story about Oak Creek and co-housing. And so we kind of put that on our back burners at the time because we were moving to, or did move to New Mexico, and we're with our kids and grandkids. But we kept up with them at Oak Creek. Wife was in contact, seemed like some regularity with Kay Stewart and Pat Darlington. And so it got to the point where we no longer were needed in New Mexico. Kids were going to school, our grandkids were going to school, and so we decided we had moved back to Oklahoma. Initially, we were going to move back to our old house in Tulsa, but our son-in-law, who's a very good real estate agent, sold our house. So we had to make a decision where to live. And so we checked with Oak Creek. They had an available house. A young lady named Donna Schwartz had a house she wanted to sell. Actually, she sold the house she was in to us, and she moved to a smaller house still here in Oak Creek, but next door. Oak Creek is on 7 acres of grass and trees and a creek that runs through it. And the houses, there's like three pods. Each pod, which branches off on a sidewalk coming from the common house. We're in pod three, and it's like there's four houses on each side of the walkway, facing the walkway. A fourplex of houses on one side and on the other. And when you go out the front door, you're bound to run into somebody you know. And my wife and I will often go out on the front patio and have coffee or toast or have breakfast or sometimes eat lunch out there. And before we can manage to get back in the house, half a dozen people will be gathering around, we'll be talking. And that is a time that I really like. I like talking with the neighbors in a very informal setting about whatever they want to talk about. And that's kind of what co-housing is. It's community, talking and working with your neighbors, taking care of each other. There is no medical or management staff here. We all take care of this facility ourselves, with the exception of mowing the lawns, which we hire out. But it's all left up to us.